In Chicago, a police scandal has led the city to shut down an elite crime-fighting unit, the Special Operations Section. Seven SOS officers were arrested last year for robbery and kidnapping. David Heinzman covers the story for the Chicago Tribune. David, is the city saying now, with this action to shut down this unit, it's not just a few bad apples, the whole barrel's rotten?
They're not saying the whole barrel's rotten, but as late as last week, Mayor Daley was saying a few bad apples. And I think now they're recognizing that there may be something more systemic wrong with SOS, and they may have to look more closely at the way units like SOS operate, which was with a lot more freedom than your typical patrol officers.
So what happened? I mean, these are really supposed to be elite cops, right? I mean, these guys are really, really good. And when I read that, holy moly, seven of them have been arrested for robbery and kidnapping, that sounds like something really happened.
Yeah, the whole idea here was that these were officers with whom you could entrust a lot more independence on the street. They were good at sort of hunting drugs and hunting guns and finding gang members. But in cases where, you know, cops sort of drift to the dark side, they have a lot of freedom. And these officers allegedly began picking up people who were either drug dealers or lived in high-crime neighborhoods and just taking money from them or taking drugs from them and filing bogus arrest reports.
There eventually was a federal investigation because word got out. So other cops started looking at these cops. And then there's the story of one officer, a Mr. Finnegan, who allegedly tried to hire a hitman to kill one of these fellow SOS cops?
Yeah, Jerry Finnegan is, you know, I've talked to police officers, you know, years ago who said Jerry Finnegan was a great cop, very aggressive cop, sort of the quintessential SOS officer, very aggressive, very street smart. And this investigation actually started years ago. You know, the police department would get complaints about these guys, and Internal Affairs opened cases but didn't really do anything with them. And years went by, and then the Cook County State's Attorney's Office started noticing that they weren't showing up on their drug cases. They would make arrests and then not follow through, which was very suspicious. So they launched a probe, which is what led to the charges against the seven guys. And then the United States Attorney's Office got involved here over the summer, to really start to look at why this was allowed to happen, to look at commanders, to look at internal affairs. And Finnegan, in the course of the federal investigation, one of the other officers under indictment said, Jerry Finnegan's been talking about hiring a hitman to kill one of the other SOS cops who had already started cooperating with authorities. And within a week of getting that information, they had that officer wear a wire, and Finnegan talked about discussions with a hitman, and the FBI swooped into his house on the south side of Chicago and arrested him.
David, what is the impact of all this on the Chicago Police Department? I mean, I would think that they must be chagrined, of course, embarrassed. What about kind of long-term implications for how they conduct police work in Chicago?
Well, obviously, it's not good. It's not good on many levels. It's not good at the rank-and-file level. It's very bad for Mayor Daley, who is at this, you know, moment trying to continue to push or burnish Chicago's image on the world stage, trying to get the Olympics to come here. You know, the police department over the last few years has really sort of put itself out there as one of the leading law enforcement agencies in the country. And so to have this sort of old-style Chicago corruption bubbling up again, yet again, I mean, this is certainly not the first police scandal we've had. It could not come at a worse time for the city, and it is very, very bad for the morale within the police department.
David Heinzman of the Chicago Tribune on the city shutting down its elite crime-fighting unit, the Special Operations Section. David, thank you.
You're welcome.